The flight joined and began its run for the South China Sea. Kincaid glanced to the right and saw two different MiGs coming at them.
Two bandits at the 3 o'clock.
Roger.
The MiGs came right at them. Kincaid saw the Cobra painted on the tail of one of the aircraft. The wings of that plane seemed to burst into flames. For an instant, Kincaid wasn't sure what he was seeing, and then realized the enemy was firing at him, at extreme range, in a desperation attempt to score a couple of hits. Then, just as quickly, the two MiGs turned, running away from the flight. The round slammed into the side of Kincaid's plane. He felt each of them hit. The aircraft was lifted slightly. Warning bells began to ring. Buzzers went off. He hit switches, trying to cut down some of the noise.
"I've taken some hits,"
he said. His voice was calm. He was thinking rapidly, trying to remember what to do. Trying to remember the emergency procedures that had been drummed into him during training. Trying to remember everything. As he thought about the procedures and moved to do them, he found that they had already been done. Automatically. By him. The training was so good that he didn't have to remember anything. It had become instinct.
"Demon 4 is in trouble,"
he said.
"Can you make the coast?"
Kincaid glanced forward. In the distance, 50, maybe 70 miles away, was the blue of the South China Sea. If he could get there, he would be safe. If he could get there, the helicopters could be waiting for him. If he had to bail out over North Vietnam, the enemy might find him instead. It would be a race between American rescue forces and the North Vietnamese Army.
"I'm on my way to the coast,"
he said.
"Demon lead, this is 3. I'm getting low on fuel."
"Roger,"
said Davis. Kincaid heard a thump, and the aircraft shuddered once. Smoke filled the cockpit, but then was gone. A fire warning light flickered.
"Am I on fire?"
he asked. Lickle dropped out of formation and slipped to the rear. He checked the sides and bottom of Kincaid's aircraft and then reported,
"I see no signs of external fire."
"Hang on,"
said Davis.
"We're nearly to the coast."
Kincaid glanced at the fuel gauge and saw the needle dropping rapidly.
"I'm losing fuel." "We are only moments from the coast,"
said Davis.
"Roger."
Kincaid suddenly felt hot. Sweat beaded and dripped, splashing in his eyes and making it hard to see. He wanted to rub them, but couldn't. Instead, he shook his head, trying to clear his eyes. He took a deep breath and exhaled. He rolled his shoulders and then glanced out toward the front. But it seemed that the coast was as far away as it ever had been.
"Coming up on the coast,"
said Davis.
"Roger."
"Rescue, rescue, this is Demon 916 with an injured chick."
There was a moment's hesitation, and then...
"Demon 916, this is Kingfisher 22. We are inbound to your location."
"Roger, Kingfisher. We should be feet wet in less than 30 seconds.
"Roger. Say condition of aircraft and location and distribution of enemy forces."
"Contact with 4. Report 4. MiG-19s, but they have fled the scene. Moderate ground fire. Small arms and no larger AAA.
"Roger, Demon."
Davis turned his attention back to Kincaid.
"Demon 4, can you make it?"
"Roger,"
said Kincaid, as the needle on the fuel hit the zero and pegged. But the coast was in front of him, now no more than 10 miles away. The engine was still roaring. And then they were over the beach and out above the South China Sea. Davis was on the radio calling,
"This is Demon 916. We are feet wet.